I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
First of all, you've received the Motorsport Hall of Fame award, which I kind of hate to think how many awards and trophies you have. I mean, how big is your trophy room?
I try to organize a museum with all the stuff. And it's sincerely 4 or 5 years that we work. We work together and we arrive very close to the end. We are like 90%, and the trophy part is very big and beautiful, with a lot of important prize and everything. So I'm so happy, and I hope that in the next years we can open also in Tavuglia a good museum for the fans.
And do you have a favorite trophy? Which is the best that you have won? Which is the one that you...
But I have I have a lot of prize like this, and you know, first of all, you have the trophy of the Grand Prix. So you have the classic trophy, for example, of Jerez, Mugello, and Misano, also like this. And also about the award, I have the Laureus. That is quite important, I think, and I have quite a lot from the newspapers, so are all important.
Sure. And your best race, 21 years now in Grand Prix. Can you single out one race that you still will take with you forever?
For me, I have like 5-6 races together, but Welcome 2004 is a little bit above, because great race, and especially so important, and something unforgettable. So I think Welcome is the number one.
And your biggest rival? Your toughest rival?
I have a lot. The toughest are the last. So Lorenzo Marquez and also Stoner, because they are so fast. But also in the past, great rivalry with Biaggi, with Gibernau, Capirossi.
And does it get harder every year? Does it get more difficult every year? I mean, does it feel more difficult this year than last year? I mean, it doesn't look it.
No. Allora, you know, it's some different phase of my career, and after the Ducati was the worst one, and but after also 2013 was very difficult, because coming back to Yamaha, good start, but after not what I expect. But from 2014, 2015, and this year, I feel the same. Not is already hard enough. So if become harder year by year, I'm finished. I'm fucked.
And what motivates you now? Because for sure, you have enough money in your pocket. You have enough trophies in your room, and is it just purely a love of riding motorbikes?
At the beginning, you race for the trophy, and also the money is very important for everybody. But for me now is just the taste of the victory, or the feeling that I have when I make a good practice, or make a front row, or I make a podium, or I make a good race. The taste, what I feel, the second, the 2 or 3 hours after the race, just for that.
Sure.
And ride the motorcycle, work with the team, for sure.
And when you go to heaven, which motorbike, if you could take, if there is a nice racetrack in heaven, which bike will you take with you?
No doubt, Yamaha M1. This is my bike, and I will bring with me. Yes.
And do you still have a love for the Honda 500, or 500s in general? I should say.
Allora, yes, it's true that I ride fantastic Hondas, because also the 5-cylinder 1000 and also the 500 two strokes. But you know, now when I see Honda, I prefer the three diapason. You know, is something more. I feel a little bit my bike is that one. Sure, you know, sure. Yes.
Okay. Thank you very much for that.
Okay. Okay.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.